Rather than looking inwards to the city centre, Edinburgh will open out along its northern boundary by the regeneration of Granton waterfront. The plans for the area are fairly well advanced. The council believes this provides an unmissable opportunity for Edinburgh to set the standard for sustainable growth, with all that this includes. In the next decade, this will be the area where £750 million will be spent transforming the post-industrial site into a vibrant new neighbourhood. It may even mean a further extension to the tram line in the future. In the short term, there are plans to light up the gasometer later this year and to open up the former railway station. An exhibition to show off the plans and ideas for the area will open tomorrow, Thursday, 20th February 2020, and it will run until 6th March at Edinburgh College. We spoke to Deputy Leader Cammie Day about the plans. I'm with the Council's Deputy Leader, Cammie Day. Cammie, there's some news about your particular area of Edinburgh, the north of Edinburgh. Are you quite excited about that?
Yeah, I think the proposals today about opening up the shore at Granton waterfront with a £1.2 billion investment for the city is absolutely amazing. It's what the community in North Edinburgh has asked for a decade, and now that the Council will be able to purchase that land and consult local community and now come up with some ambitious and bold plans to regenerate North Edinburgh, so it's an exciting time for the north of the city.
Of course, it's going to take about a decade to actually bring to fruition, but what should we see this year?
I think in the coming weeks and months ahead, you'll see the gas tower be lit up in conjunction with the students from Edinburgh's College. For me, that's a beacon that says to people North Edinburgh's open for business. In the next month or so, myself and some officers will go to a development weekend to try and get international investors in this. We have meanwhile uses in place just now. There's a walled garden where local people are growing their own fruit and veg. We have a £2.5 million investment in the Carling Park Railway Station to transform to a business startup type venue. We're having discussions with the National Galleries about their complex there. So there's a lot of things happening in North Edinburgh. There's a consultation drop-in that starts tomorrow, but where we've got with our plans, given what people have told us. I think that lasts for the next week. And then we will take forward our plan into the plan department in the coming days ahead.
And just to be clear, the exhibition of some of these plans is starting, it's at Edinburgh College, and it starts on Thursday the 20th of February.
Yep.
And runs till the 6th of March.
That's the date, yeah. So a week or so of, we've had a huge consultation with the local community, which has informed how we'll get to this stage. And now it's going back to community, here are our plans, given what you said, and what do you think of it? And I think the local community will be really impressed and really pleased. Their response will undoubtedly be, get on with it.
Great, thank you for speaking with us. Thank you so much for listening to the Edinburgh Reporter podcast. Listen out for more episodes coming soon.